Winnie, we'll make more potion because, Winnie, we have the money!
We haven't the time! Besides, I want to get that little rat-faced kid that called me!
Oh, don't say it, dirty face.
Ugly?
Oh, honey, I know.
She really hurt my feelings.
She's jealous.
She thought they could dump me.
I know.
You know, I always wanted a child. And now I think I'll have one.
Mm-hmm. And toast!
Ready to get intoxicated. We'll crack open a cold one because it's another episode of Intoxicated Films where we rank and review movies by taking shots from a 1-5 rating system. I'm your co-host Josh, and with me is my other P in the pod, Luis. And today we are reviewing the 1993 American fantasy comedy, Hocus Pocus.
I put a spell on you.
And now, you're mine?
What's up with it, man? How you doing?
I'm all right.
First movie in October with a banger. Are we ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I got the beer out. We got the Elisane Darko the Moon Pumpkin Stout. Have you opened it up yet?
No.
Open it up, baby.
Yeah, man.
This is like the beers of pumpkin spices. Got a little cinnamon, pumpkin, and I think a little chocolate in there, too.
Is there a little chocolate
in there? The aroma I'm talking about.
Oh, the aroma. It's all about the aroma.
It's all about the aroma.
God.
Yep.
Okay, let me try it.
Check that out. Check that out.
Oh, wow. This one's way more pumpkin.
Than Smash Pumpkin?
Yeah. This one's super, like, pumpkin.
How do you like it?
It's good. I took a tiny sip. I just want to pour it in the glass.
All right, for sure. While you do that, I'll just let you know
that...
It
doesn't take that long.
It's a pumpkin stout. Smooth and chocolatey with a touch of cinnamon. All right, let's check
it. That's it.
That's all. All right, and that's the podcast that we're doing.
Yeah.
Forget the movie. So how is it?
I like it, yeah. Like, I super taste the pumpkin. It's like heavily involved.
This is a pumpkin spice beer.
Yeah, no, really it is.
Damn.
And
I should have my wife try it.
And the stout's already a very dark beer, so it's going to be very rich and thick.
Yeah, so, buddy.
Just like something.
Yeah, I heard they smash some pumpkin seeds into this.
Did they? No.
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
Well, yeah, they mesh it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get the flavor out somehow, right?
Yeah.
But this beer, it came with a variety pack. So we're going to try different beers throughout the movies. This one, like I said, is Darko the Moon.
So we're going to strictly drink just this beer for this pod. We're going to drink other beers, but not our Halloween for our pack. Next week, it's another one, right? Yeah. Four. Okay.
They got Night Owl, the Great Pumpkin, and then I think they got...
One I can't drink because it's an IPA.
Yeah, it's an IPA. So you probably got to hit the Smash Pumpkin on that one.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. But this one's from Seattle, Washington. The variety pack includes three of each: pumpkin seed brews, Night Owl pumpkin ale, the Great Pumpkin IPA. Well, that's a pumpkin ale. Yeah, and then the Darko Moon pumpkin stout that we're drinking right now, and then the Pucachino coffee pumpkin ale.
They sound so good.
Pucachino. Ooh.
Like Al Pacino?
No, like cappuccino.
Oh, like cappuccino. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
What was that thing about Dunkin' Donuts? It was like a movie he did with Adam Sandler. It was called like...
Oh, I know exactly. It's Dunkin' Donuts,
yeah, but
it was like...
Yeah, but it's Al Pacino, but yeah. It's called like...
The Al Pacino.
It was a pun.
Donut. Yeah.
I forget, whatever. I'll look it up. I can maybe put it in the...
Hocus Pocus, another 1993 movie that we picked, huh?
Really? What was the other one?
Homeward Bound.
Was that 93?
Yeah, that was 93. 93 was a banger.
Well, how old were we?
Three.
Turning three.
No, we were three. Because remember, we get 92.
Oh, we're turning 4 in 93.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But we're like in the last month,
we're
3.
We've been 3 forever.
Yeah.
93.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. So, let's talk about box office a little bit.
Do we want to do that, or are we going to do the... when did we ever do the fucking one-shot thing? When did we rate it?
You
got
to talk about the rates. You got to talk about the rates. No, let's do the rates right now. What's the rates? How do we do this thing?
Yeah, so we base it off one through five, like I said, system. One shot means it was a flawless picture, and five shots means it was just as bad as your little sister putting you on blast for being a virgin.
A virgin.
Yeah, she was a fucking bitch, that little kid.
Nah, she's just being a little sister. You don't have little sisters.
I don't have a little sister. I have a niece that I treat like my little sister, but yeah, I don't have a little sister.
All right, so what are you scaling on this?
Boy, this is a great movie. We'll get into it, of course, like always, like memories and all that stuff. But I'm going to give it a two-shot film.
Two?
Yeah, two.
All right.
Should I go into why it's a two right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I mean, I guess I'll go into my memory of this film, too. Like, or no, I won't. But, like, so, I mean, like I said, I love the film. The cast was great, especially the main sisters. Like, yeah. I don't think it could be anybody else. That's who we had, and that's who we've been dealing with.
Yeah.
The set design was pretty impressive. Costumes, of course, all the costumes, wardrobes going on. This is the three main actresses. They really gave it all in this role. You know, they probably knew when they got their agent, like, hey, this is Mook Hogan's book, it's a Disney movie. It was supposed to be an original Disney Channel movie at first.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they're pretty famous actors. I think Sister Act came out that same year, and one of the actresses was in Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah Jessica Parker was pretty famous. It was before Sex and the City, though. But for them to go all out on this role, like, they did. And it seemed like they had so much fun doing it, too.
Yeah.
And to this day, they said they love this movie. And
yeah, I think both of them said, like, this is one of their favorite films that they made and such.
So I love the music, the songs, the score, the effects.
So why not one but two?
I mean, it's a Halloween movie. I don't think any movie. I think Halloween Town might be there. But I do love it. I do love it. But I don't think it's a flawless picture. It's a fun movie, which we don't get today, I don't think. I don't watch a lot of new movies anymore, but, like, it's a fun movie. Like, you go watch it with your family and your kids, and on a Friday night, have some popcorn, drink a stout, like we're doing right now.
So yeah.
I enjoyed the movie, man. What about you? What you giving it?
I'm giving it a one.
Really?
And the reason why is, I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I think this is one of the best Halloween movies out there, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, it's kid friendly as I mean.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good. So I give it a one shotter. So I'm taking this shot of Jameson right now. Okay. I'll take a shot right now, and after that, I'll hit you up with some stats.
Stats. Dude, we're supposed to cheers and shit. What happened to that?
Oh yeah.
It's not fun doing cheers with two people, huh?
No. So it's directed by Kenny Ortega. Produced by Stephen Half and David Kirshner.
Yeah, Kirshner.
Written by Mick Garrison, Neil Cover, David Kirshner, and Mick Garrison.
Why are you reading like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't read.
Music by John Denby and James Horner. Cinematography is...
James Horner did the music?
Yeah.
Dude, he did...
The song.
Yeah, but he also did, this is so funny. I don't want to say it because I'm, wait, where does it say James Horner at? It says music's by someone else.
Score is John Debney, then the song, James Horner.
Okay, so James Horner also did, I don't want to be wrong, but I think he did the composing for Homeward Bound.
Okay, so why don't you just...
No, I think I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Someone else. Never mind. Forget it.
All right. Photography by Hiro Natira. Editor is Peter Berger. Studios, of course, is Walt Disney. Distributor is Buena Vista Pictures.
Which is also owned by Disney.
And fun fact, this was released July 16,
1993.
I'll tell you the reason why later. Hour and a half movie. Budget was at 28. And the gross revenue was $39 million.
That's what it says on your box office?
Yeah, the budget was $28 million.
Mine says 44.9, but we'll go.
Maybe throughout the years, maybe.
Yeah, fluctuation. I don't know, but I think this movie became a super cult classic. Yeah. Or no, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I fucking know that we're part of that cult classic.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see this. You saw this movie theater?
No.
No, we're too young.
We were hella young. Not three.
Our parents, I took my kid to see Toy Story at a very young age.
Yeah, but...
But this is a different... My mom, like I said, my mom's not into, like, witchcraft, so she wouldn't take us to see this. Yeah. My dad works. So, it was definitely a cult classic.
Let's talk about the cast. Do you want to talk about the Sanderson sisters a little bit?
Oh, God, I love the fucking Sanderson sisters. So is it Bette Midler? She was Winifred Sanderson, but they called her what, Winnie?
Winnie.
She, the leader of the Sanderson sisters and the main antagonist, I would say. She's the eldest and the highly sensitive, very. Especially when people are calling her ugly and has a very short temper.
I don't remember them calling her ugly.
The little girl called her ugly.
Oh, okay.
And she said her line was hilarious towards the end of the movie. Generally the most intelligent of the three sisters. However, she is prone to being melodramatic. I could be like that too. So I can relate to her.
Yeah, just a little bit.
She has the power of electrokinesis. Kathy Najimy?
Yeah.
I would say. That's Mary. She's the middle sister and the second of the secondary antagonists, because there's two secondary antagonists. Often complimenting and comforting Winifred. She's constantly seeking her approval. She has the ability to sniff out the presence of children, has a tendency to bark in a Curly Howard-like fashion. So that's like Curly Howard is the dude from the Three Stooges. Yeah, Curly. She's the most observant of the three. And then Sarah Jessica Parker is Sarah Sanderson, the youngest sister and one of the other secondary antagonists. She uses like a siren-like ability to lure children to the Sanderson home. She sings her famous song, Come Little Children, to lure the children to there so they can suck out their souls or whatever, so they can become younger. She is not particularly intelligent, and she is often prancing around and goofing off.
Yeah, she is.
Amok, 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 amok. Dead man tells. She's the most beautiful of the three witches, which makes her have the tendency to attract boys and men to flirt with them. Even when the boys she flirts with are underage, making her
an ebifile.
A femophile. That's the word. But yeah.
Those are the Sanderson sisters for you. All right, now let's talk about the main cast. Amir Katz as Max Dennison, the main protagonist, a cynical teenager who reluctantly moved to Salem from L.A.
Hollywood, baby.
Max accidentally resurrects the Sanderson sisters in the attempt to disprove Salem's superstitions. And Danny Dennison is playing by Thora Birch, Max's 8-year-old sister, downright fearless at some point of the movie, which I kind of agree on, unafraid to taunt both her brothers and witches themselves. Danny has a good heart and bonds closely with Binks, who is played by Sean Murray as Zachary Binks. Not Zachary, Zachary.
As a kid, I always thought it was Zachary with a Z.
Yeah, of course.
And then when I had it on subtitles, I go, what? Motherfucker got a TH?
Oh, when I went to IMDb, I was like, Zachary.
Yeah, see, I watched it with subtitles, and they kept saying his name. I go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I clearly thought it was
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, a teenager from 1693, whose little sister.
That nigga, old as fuck.
Whose little sister, Emily, he failed to save from the Sanderson sisters. They cursed him into form immortal cat, so he lives forever with his guilt. As a cat.
So stupid.
But
it's gonna bite
he guides
the
children invading to defeating the witches.
Yeah, that was dumb.
And with them comes along,
Allison.
Vanessa Shaw.
Oh, God.
A native Salem resident whose Max has a crush on.
Who did it?
Her family used to run the Sanderson Sisters Museum. I highly don't believe that with the house that they live in.
Right.
But we'll get to that
later.
Yeah, just run a little small museum.
Maybe like it's her side hustle.
It's a community museum. Giving her the in-depth knowledge of sisters and their past. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk a little bit about Billy Butcherson, which was once Winnie Sanderson's lover when she got caught cheating.
So weird.
With her sister, Sarah, and then she poisoned
him. She should have fucked up her sister.
Yeah, she raised him from the dead as a zombie to help her capture the children throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And then, let's see.
Yeah, because there's a lot of human actors in this movie, like with speaking roles. Like,
not a lot.
You mean a couple of characters throughout, but like not really.
But we'll talk a little bit about Larry Bagby as Ernie.
Who the hell's that?
Oh, that's Ice.
Oh, I forgot about them.
The leader of the group of the high school bullies, detesting his real name, He even has his ice shaved on the back of his head so his friends won't forget what to call him.
That's cool. I should have did that when I wanted my name to be Jay Money back in like
middle school. Hey, you know what's funny? There was this one kid that just like was branded. So he had Adidas on his back and Nike. Then we went to school with him. He was the kicker.
I don't know. I didn't play football later.
Yeah, but you know who I'm talking about. I don't. Okay, you shared quarterback roles with him in middle school. We were just talking about it.
Seriously?
Yeah. 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 Yep. Yep. No, you got it. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Tony the...
Yep. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, he had that on the back of his head?
Yeah, and...
He thought that was sick?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, that age, like, I did weird shit, too. I wore a flat top, high top, and but that was actually kind of sick. Yeah.
So before we go to the movie, let's talk about box office. All right. I know we talked about the budget and everything.
Didn't we talk about the box office?
No, we talked about the budget. But the film made less money by getting $8.1 million domestically and got worldwide total of $60 million. But the reason why Hocus Pocus wasn't a huge success in theaters is due to the competitions against other movies releases.
What was going on? Was that Jurassic Park year?
And?
Oh, so I was right with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I know years. Yeah. I know. Remember I told you, I know movies of years. Yeah. 93. I don't know.
Free Willy.
And Disney fuck Free Willy, dude.
And during that time, Disney was putting their marketing focus a lot more on re-releasing the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
You know what? Whoever Disney should have known not to release this movie anytime where Jurassic Park was. Even if you didn't know the movie was gonna be big or not, it was a book, but like Steven Spielberg was attached to it.
That was a big
competition. When this movie was released? Oh,
July, remember?
They're idiots. Summer. They should release in October, November.
I'll tell you why they didn't after the movie during our trivia.
Summer?
Yeah.
Oh, they're smoking the good stuff or the bad stuff.
I will tell you why. So Hocus Pocus, an American horror fantasy comedy film that was released by Disney and directed by Kenny Ortega, based on The Witches by Ronald Dole.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Was it really?
It tells the story of a Halloween-hating teenager named Max Dennison, who inadvertently resurrects the three witches, like I talked about, from their temporary death.
I can see the similarities now.
Yeah, and must
I love the witches, by the
his
way.
Life to protect his sister, Danny.
Actually, now that I know I'm stopping the pod, kind of, I actually do rather, I want to review the witches. I do. I love the witches. We've already done a Ronald Dahl movie.
Not the 2020 version.
No. The original 1990 version.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So good. But we're not going to talk about it now. But I just had to just say that. I do want to.
I just want to say.
I do. Oh, guess what? The director was born in Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. No way.
Swear to God.
What school did he go to?
He went to Sequoia High School in Redwood City.
Okay.
But he was born in Palo Alto. Both his parents were born in Palo Alto. He was born in Palo Alto.
What college did he go to?
This motherfucker didn't go to school. I can't find that.
School dropout.
Yeah, so
graduation
like
day.
Yeah, he worked on Ferris Bueller and Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, he's good.
And he worked on Material Girl, Madonna.
Yeah,
oh my
he's
God.
Good.
She's a beauty. She's one in a million girls. That's an 80s song. Damn, this dude's a fucking mastermind.
All right.
You ready I can't. He worked with Michael Jackson, bro. This guy is a fucking G.
This I know.
What's that from?
What?
No, that's from something.
I don't know.
This I know. No, we got to figure this out. I'm sorry the pause going on, but what is that from? Say it.
I don't know. I just...
This I know. Boy Meets World. The tango episode. The tango. They dance.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
the murder girls are... They're eating. They're working in a Mexican restaurant. Yeah. And they're like sexy, like Hispanic brothers.
Yeah.
They're probably your cousins. And they're like... The guys are like, oh, yeah, this I know. They kept saying that. This I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't get it from there.
You know what? I'm going to put it in the clip because, yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
But when you said that, we already talked about Boy Meets World, but okay. I'm sorry, Luis. Luis, this episode's going to be long, it looks like. So should you hit him with the plot? Hit him with the plot, Luis.
Hit him with the plot.
Yeah.
So in 1993, this movie was out. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about 1693 in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Thackeray Binks.
Oh, did they really say 1693?
1693.
Of course they would do that. That's so funny.
He's awakened and noticed that his little sister, Emily, is gone. He hurries outside and asks his best friend, Elijah, if he's seen her. but he hasn't. Instead, he points out the violet plume of smoke raising above the woods, a sign of which are conjuring. Suddenly, they spot Emily being lured into the woods by an old woman. Thackeray orders Elijah to get in town elders before giving chase. Arriving the witch's cottage just as Emily is led inside. So this is where it all gets fun. So the cottage is a home in the Sanderson sisters. Graying in the stoop with age, the witches brew a potion which enables them to suck the life force out of a young children. restoring their own youth, and Thackeray attempts to stop them by giving their little sisters a potion, but it's too late. Winnie easily subdues him, their powers.
Yeah, they do.
Before she and her sister drains Emily's life force, they do the...
Bro, when they did that, I was like, shit, I have what they're smoking. Woo! Yeah, they was getting high off this shit. I like that.
Rejoicing at their stolen youth, the witches turn their attention to Thackeray. So they're like, I'm young again. He's like, well.
Younger. Yeah.
This I time she intends to kill him. But when he calls her a hag, she decides he needs to be.
Was that the same, like, witches you call, like, a witch's hag? Like, a hag witch? Like, I feel like hag came with the word witch.
Like, you old hag.
Yeah, but it was always, I don't know, I thought witches and hag came together. Like,
maybe.
A witch's hag.
But she curses him to live forever in the form of a black cat, doomed to live in the guilty, failing to save his sister.
But they won't even know the
all eternity.
They won't even know the definition of hag. They were, I don't know what year they were born in, but they're from the definitely the old days. Was hag like an actual word?
No, but you keep up with the time.
But they were there died at like 1693.
No, so. But beforehand they were alive this whole time.
Yeah, I get that, but that's way before 1693. I don't feel like hag was a word back then. I don't know.
Really?
I wasn't alive.
You weren't there?
I wasn't there, so I actually have no proof.
Just after they transformed Thackeray, the townspeople, led by the parents, barge into the cottage, capture the sisters, hanging them right then and there before they die.
Pretty dark.
Winnie casts one of them spells of the Halloween night. The moon is full. A virgin will summon them back from the dead.
So sisters sing!
And live all the children Salem. And that's where it all starts.
Now it goes to present time? Present time?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got some?
So you already said that they turned into him a cat.
Yeah.
I like that spell. You gotta live. That spell was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was like, just like this. Yeah. And you didn't see him because that saves money. And then they pan to him as a cat.
Well, they put the camera down.
So but I want to say about the cat real quick. I don't want to, we'll talk more, I guess, about Binks. But, like, we didn't say that who he's voiced by.
I did.
You didn't say who he's, no, you say who the actor, the actual performance, but the actual voice of Zachary Binks is Jason Marsden. Jason Marsden was the voice of Goofy, or Max. So did that voice sound, now does that, that voice does sound like Max.
A little bit, yeah.
He also was Eric's best friend in Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's him.
That's him, first two seasons. Yeah. And then he did some anime movies that I've seen. And then he was in Legend of Korra for like one episode.
Mm.
Very cool voice. He does a lot of voice acting because he has the voice for it.
That's not bad. He's really good.
No, oh. One of my friends, he knew we were doing this movie. He brought up that he actually met Jason Marsden. I was like, dude, what? He's in fucking Hocus Pocus. And I was just,
It's just a bunch of Hocus Pocus.
It's just a bunch of Hocus Pocus.
Oh, man.
How are we not invited? That makes no sense what we're saying, but I had to say it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Luis. I'm sorry, bro. Kinda.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
So 300 years later, a teenager named Max is unhappy that he was forced to be moved to Salem from his hometown, LA.
How long was he there? Was he there, like...
Well, there was boxes still, and they looked like they were still moving.
But it looked like everyone knew the motherfucker already.
No. What?
Yes. One guy's like, Max, you ain't got a chance with the girl.
That chance.
And they're like... I guess he didn't know the bullies right away, but like, yeah, the teacher just, knew him, but like, then, a teacher's supposed to know
yeah,
a student.
And then he's like, I'm Max. And he's like, yeah, you're from LA, right?
But
he's
it made
like,
it yeah. seem, but it made it seem like he's been there for like, no, not that long, but like tripping. for some months or some weeks.
No,
some
I would weeks. Say like a few days.
That's it?
I feel like
he definitely, well, wearing a tie-dye shirt every day probably yeah. get people's attention.
But skeptical of the local tales of the Sanderson sisters, he announced to the class that Halloween is just a conspiracy by the candy companies.
He didn't say it's a bunch of hocus pocus, though.
No,
he should have said it here too, though.
Yeah. No, he just said that. Yeah, he swiftly puts his place by Allison, a popular girl at school.
Was she popular?
Yeah, because everyone's like, no chance.
Yeah, but we didn't know she was popular. We just knew she was.
He's finally asked about her? For her number, but she rejects him. Yeah, talk. Let's talk. Yes.
I had the biggest crush on Allison. And I still do.
I don't think you do.
I still do.
I don't think you do.
No, she's very attractive. She looks like Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
She does.
She does.
Gosh, she was so fucking hot. But yeah, like he does. He gives the number out. And it's cool because in movies, or it's not, I don't know, but it's, I don't want to say it's cool, but like in movies, they can't put a real number out, so they put the 555 thing.
555.
So that's like, you know it's a movie when it's 555. I know in Back to the Future, he gets his girlfriend's number. He's like, I'm not going to be at my parents' place today. Here's my number. And she puts 555, blah, 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 I love you. That's a good movie. But yeah, 555 is not, you can't ever call any number with a 555.
No.
The first three numbers, so.
You definitely cannot.
No, you can't. But it's funny because I don't even know this 80s song called Jenny.
8675309. So, yeah, they a lot of people called.
So, yeah, so they know they did. And the thing is, Tommy Two Tone, that's the group.
Yeah.
I know too much. It's crazy because I'm 31 years old, but I know too much like if I was like an old white man from the 80s. They're from like the Bay Area. So that could be maybe a 650 number. It could be. But, like, anyway.
I heard a lot of people call.
But when that song came out, hella people called that number and was like, is Jenny here? Is Jenny there?
Yeah. But that's, like, all over. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a popular number. Well, not anymore. Yeah. But back then, like, you could just put your area code.
Yeah. Your own area code.
Yeah,
you could put your own. But I'm saying, because they're from the Bay, that number probably, real life, if it was a real Jenny, maybe it could have been 650. Maybe 510. 925. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, Max got rejected.
I like how we brought up Jenny. Number.
I got it. I got it.
I got the number on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Louis. I'm
Max
sorry.
Gave the number, but she rejects him. The day isn't improved when he is bumped into the graveyard with two dim-witted school bullies, call themselves Jay and Ernie.
They are the bootleg Jay and Silent Bob, correct?
But how many times do I have to tell you? It's ice.
It's ice.
Ice.
But dude, they were definitely Jay and Silent Bob.
This is ice. Yes.
I think so.
They're
His name is Jay already, but like they're
one of them is not silent, but no, yes. But
definitely not. Dude, I think Jay could have been the Hollywood boy. He sounded more Hollywood. He had blonde hair.
So that's where the name comes in.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
because all they gave
my name is Max.
All they gave Max was a tie-dye shirt.
I'm from Los Angeles. Yeah.
And a typical
Hollywood.
It's like
Hollywood.
Yeah. Might as well just carry around a surfboard. Fuck.
Yeah.
Stewart's.
Yeah. Ah, ha,
ha. God, how many cigarettes does he smoke?
Yeah, for
that
real.
That laugh was crazy. Ah, ha, ha.
So, thinking that they were going to be nice friend guys, Max walks away. And guess what happens?
What?
He was forcibly steal his shoes. So Jay and I stole his shoes, which I think they were some Jordans. I think they were called Jordans at the time. Or, I mean, they were Nike shoes.
Train runners. He's like, you got the new Nike train runners.
Yeah. And then he bikes solo without his
that
shoes
hurts
on.
I've done that before, like, whoa, you know, barefooted, just because
I thought you got your shoes.
No, I never got jacked.
Speaking about shoes, I'm gonna bring up this story because it's kind of related.
Hold on,
we were playing some flag football, you and I and the team.
Okay.
And you bought these new shoes, cleats, and they were really good.
Okay. I don't remember any of this, but maybe I do
somehow
later.
You didn't have them when you went home.
Oh, I do remember losing my cleats.
You lost your cleats.
Yeah, I do.
Your mom called me.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
She called my mama.
Okay.
Said, have I seen your cleats? And like, no. And my mom asked me, do you have his cleats? Louise, if you have his cleats, give him. I'm like, Mom, I don't have his cleats. He's a size 13. She's like, yeah, he doesn't have his cleats.
That was a size 13 back in middle school. That's nice.
So she's like, okay. Yeah, I mean, whoever stole it, I mean, they're not going to have any use to him.
Yeah.
In middle school. Maybe 4 years later, they held on to him. But as he's biking home, his younger sister, Danny, is very excited for the holidays and dressed up as a witch, eager for Max to take her on trick-or-treating later. And before all that happens, Dad walks, Max walks in kind of mad. He's like, hey, how you doing? This place sucks. Hey, watch your language.
I wrote that down, watch your language. So, like, I'm not racist. Like, I used to be married to a white woman. I have, my kids are half white.
Okay.
I love white people. I love everybody.
So, you've been in the white organization. So, like, got
but
it. You got your
all,
white card on.
All I want to say is that I think that's BS. Because all of houses, I went to people's houses.
You want
to
say
white.
A color.
No, I wasn't going to say a color. But all those people, all those kids used to talk back to their kids or to their parents and swear. And it was okay. My ex-girlfriend used to do that. My friends used to do that. They would like say like, damn. And I couldn't do that at home. But they could. So I was like, that's messed up. I don't know about that. Because white people were okay. White kids can say whatever they wanted to their parents. I get it. Not all white kids. But the ones that I definitely hung out with could do that. Could talk back to their kids. Or to their, keep saying that. To their parents. And wouldn't get nothing out of it. Like nothing. Nothing. They didn't get yelled at. They didn't get no punishment. No whooping, of course. So I don't know. And all he said was what? Sucks?
Yeah, this place sucks.
Yeah, I've heard worse, and they didn't get nothing. So sucks is okay.
Maybe they were a Christian family.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Catholic. They were in the East Coast, right? I don't know why Catholic is East Coast, but I just think of Catholic being East Coast.
I don't know. I don't know their origins. But the next scene, he's going upstairs. He's laid down in his pillow. He's... you know, cuddling with his pillow.
We all do this. We all done this as kids.
And then guess who bumps in? Danny.
Yeah.
She's in the closet.
But he's like, oh, Allison. Oh, he smells so good. Like, oh. He was like humping his pillow.
Yeah.
How long has his sister been in the fucking closet?
Yeah, she was waiting definitely for him.
For like all day?
Yeah.
Like, did she go to school at all today?
No, you know, I was going to ask you this question. I was actually
she doesn't go to school.
This.
She said she has friends
did
from
you,
school.
Did you share rooms or like, did you ever go to your
me
older
my brother
brother's
shared
sister?
Rooms. Me and my brother shared rooms.
No, but did you ever like go to your older brother or sister's room just to fuck around?
No, because I'm not weird. Like, I
was
so
like,
that
I know I used to do this as a little kid. I mean, even my sister did this to me. Like, if we see someone coming home, we would just run and hide in our room to try to scare him.
I've done that before.
Yeah,
like if
so
I know my mom's coming home with my brother,
I'll fake
like I'll fake sleep.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like to my parents I'll be like, look at you ain't sleep. You ain't, and I've got a smile all the fucking time.
Yeah. That's so funny. I think that's what Danny did.
Yeah.
She was like, weird though. Allison. And Max is just not
kiss
having
me,
it.
Allison.
So Max is not eager to take her trick-or-treating, and he's even refusing. And when he refused, she gets her parents to force him to take him to the party. Since they're going to a party and they're unable to take Danny themselves. That yell, Mom! I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That girl got
some
vocals.
So the scene cut, not cut, but she interrupted him. But he was like, Allison, you're so soft. I just want to... What? Fuck? Like, what was he going to say?
He probably said, I want to just touch. I don't know.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I think he was going to say the F word, bro. I think he's trying to get it in. But go ahead.
As they trick or treat, the siblings wind up at Allison's home. You remember this?
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
As they're trick or treating, they end up going to Allison's house.
Yeah, but what about the rap singer, bro?
You like that?
Yeah, I love that.
So... when the parents called them down, they said, all right, come down, trick-or-treat, and she comes as a witch, and then they're like, oh my God, you're so scary. And Danny's not having anything about it.
Yeah, he's so pissed.
He's like, what are you supposed to be? I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, then you got to have your hat like this.
Sideways. Yeah.
Say trick-or-treat.
No, but he didn't even say I'm a rapper. He said I'm a rap singer.
Oh, I'm a rap singer.
That's like an oxymoron almost. Like, that don't make no sense.
Well, I mean, he's not about it, so he doesn't care.
Clearly, he was on the drums like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm a rap singer. That's crazy. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, man. And then they're going trick-or-treating, and who does he bump into? Jay and Ice.
Yeah, I was gonna say after they got some candy, they saw them right there. Ding ding.
Ding ding.
Pay the troll told to pay the boys hold.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I'm just joking.
Close. That
that's
was close.
That's from. That's ding, not ding. Me. That's from. Ding. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And then she says, "Eat it, my brother is gonna."
Yeah, my so happens my brother's here. Oh, and then he takes off his sunglasses. Why do
Max.
That? Like if I was him, I would have probably dipped or just kept the sunglasses on. Yeah.
Hollywood. Oh no.
They just fucked with that dude.
Oh.
And he has six guys with him this
and
time.
And then they walk away and he's like, "Hey, I'm really enjoying the shoes."
Yeah, yeah. That's you know what? I think at that time, honestly, I don't care about getting beat up. I'm gonna swing at those fools. I
wouldn't do it in front of my sister because anything could happen.
That's true. You're right. You know what? After the day, like I would basically confront them. Just be like, you know what? Since I'm living
here. That'd be another day.
Yeah, another day. Live to for another day.
Live to fight
yeah.
another day.
Yeah. Pick your battles.
Yep.
But I like, she's like, he's a little leaguer.
Yeah.
Like, the sister made it worse.
Whoa. He's a little leaguer.
I didn't get that joke. I guess it's not a joke, but as a...
You didn't get the...
I thought she meant, like, he actually played Little League. So when I watched it today, I was like, oh, he's, like, for Halloween, he's a Little Leaguer because he has, like, baseball cap. But as a kid, I was like...
He played...
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's like, who cares?
He's, like, hella tall and big. Why is he playing Little League?
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was not a good thing to say at that moment. He's a little leaguer. All right, so what happens next? They go to... No, she gets mad, right? She starts crying, right? The little girl starts crying.
Yeah, because he said, "I wish you'd get out of my life."
Yeah, and like, she like goes to like a haystack, and she's like...
Oh, I want to go home.
He's like...
Now.
All right, I fucking love you. And they're like, "Ooh, this big-ass house." But yeah, go well, who's in that big-ass house?
So they end up being at Allison's house.
You know what they said earlier? They said right before they go in the house, they're like, they might have like... cider and bobbing for apples, and they actually did have cider.
Yeah.
They should have bobbing for apples too. I was looking every. I paused the movie to look if they had any apples in a bucket. They didn't have nothing there. They should have. Oh, Allison going down the stairs with that goddamn dress.
She went down the stairs.
It's weird because I'm like she's younger. Like right, it's weird now because like in the movie she's younger than what I am today. Right, I'm 31. She's probably what
20.
Oh, she?
Probably. So, I mean, that's how Disney
But I know
it.
That she's an older woman today, so it's like, hey, hello. I have a podcast. You want to guess?
Looking for? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Just being weird. Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah. So they meet Allison, huh?
And...
Well, they still... They're not stealing the candy,
like,
but they're taking
on.
All the candy.
Yeah. And I mean, she wasn't mad about it.
No, I mean, they have it there. No one's in that area.
But that was the thing. It was like.
It was rich people doing rich
people
things.
It was weird. They were having their own party, but they were expecting trick or treaters, but they weren't. I don't know. I wouldn't let any kid come in and be like, yeah, just take the candy and walk away.
I've done trick or treating where they just put it outside. They're like, take one. But it's like, okay, I'm black. I'm going to take more than one. this is true. Not because I'm black, but because I love candy.
Easy. No, but, not that you.
But like, if she's so popular, why is she with her family and her friends on Friday on a Halloween night? She
because it's be, a party that they did. Because remember, they
she
were
should be
to
hanging
get out,
getting
and
it
stuff
in
like that. So, when Danny figures out that this is Allison, she said, "Oh, Allison."
How happy would you be? Like for me, I'm assuming for myself. If I'm crushing, because I do crush hard. I'm just saying, my crush of my life ended up being at that house where it's like, this is my woman I fucking love. This is destiny, bro. I'm trying to kick it with her.
But
he even tells his sister, like, I'll do anything. I'll do fucking, like, we'll do. She's like, well, you know, Peter Pan, you have to wear tights. He even had a second thought because she's about to dip. He grabs her arms like, okay. Dude, that's easy. I look good in tights, brother, so I don't care. I'll wear fucking tights to hang out with Allison for a fucking night of Halloween? Oh, my God, it's made. What a great man.
Well, the problem is, before they invite out, it probably almost didn't happen because she almost put Max on blast.
Yes.
You know why? Because he likes, what do you call those?
Yabos?
Yabos.
Oh.
He likes Yabos, except he loves them.
He absolutely loves them. Oh, my God. But like, how did she know that? So did, I'm saying,
no, she's nosy.
You think? But you think? Yeah, that's something. I'm thinking he, like he's talking to himself again in the bed. Yep. He's doing his like little fuck the pillow
thing. No. He just probably like back in Hollywood. He was friends like, dude, she got some yabos.
Oh no, because he knew about that. He loved Allison's yabos, so he
definitely. No, but she didn't say that.
No, he said he loves your yabos. He said he loves your yabos. So he said either he told his sister, which is very fucking weird. Like, hey. This girl Allison got some big tits. Yeah. Or he was just talking to himself and she's in the fucking closet like a fucking maniac. Just like, I don't know what she's doing back there, but it's a weird family.
They brought up the Sanderson sisters and everything, and Allison's parents used to run the museum, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
She shows a lot of interest about it. Allen reveals that she used to run the museum herself a little every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
which used to be the sister's cottage, and that brought Danny's attention. They closed down and everything, and Max said, make a believer out of me, and then that's where the Peter Pan and other thing like that, because Danny wasn't about it. So this is where the fearless part like is very tempting, but she is kind of...
She was scared for that. She didn't want to do it,
she
right?
Didn't.
The little girl.
No.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. About, you know, until it closed down because spooks.
Because all she's about is getting candy anyway.
Yeah. While there, Max finds the black flame candle, which is rumored.
But for her to say okay, that makes her fearless in most little girls, I think. She was 8. For her to be like, because she ended up saying, yeah, let's do it then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I mean. I think she's a terrible, she's not a terrible character. Like, I get it. She does work the plot.
She's just a kid.
Yeah, she is. And I'm sure I was just as worse at 8 years old, for sure.
Yeah. So the candle is rumored to raise spirits from the dead on Halloween night.
All Hallows Eve. I love when people call it All Hallows Eve. I like that.
But
I do.
Only
I like that.
If it's lit by a virgin.
Ooh, what's a virgin for the listeners, dude?
Yeah, explain it.
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm still one of those. No. It's just some motherfucker who ain't putting it in yet.
Yeah, basically.
Which is okay. Which is really, it's really okay.
No, it's fine.
No, but they harp on the kid, Max. Even the fake police officer's like,
no,
you're a
virgin. No.
He's busting his balls, but it's like, he's like, what do you want? Let me take tattoo it to my ass? He didn't say that, but no. Yeah.
I'll get a tattoo about it, okay?
Yeah. But it's like, dude, he's a virgin. So, like, honestly,
but like,
I didn't
a
lose
lot
my
of
virginity.
Had to happen.
Hold
had to
on,
be
bro.
On.
I'm about to break it down. Oh. I didn't lose my virginity until after high school. Yeah, I dated a girl in high school, but, you know, she was religious. And, yeah, couldn't do it. So I had to do it the year after high school. I don't care.
That's fine.
Yeah. It is fine. It's definitely fine.
For our younger listeners.
I've definitely got more of it after.
Just wait. Take your time.
Take your time.
Relax.
Yeah, well, when I was a kid, I was also raised in the church, so I used to go to church. So when I would tell people, I was like, yeah, I don't want to have sex until I get married. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. But for me to have kids, I was married before I had kids. So that's kind of cool, I think.
That's real good.
Yeah, I think so.
Not a lot of people can say that.
Not married anymore, but... I was married before.
Not a lot of people can say that either.
But being married first and then having kids. My mom was really, that was her thing.
That was her ultimatum
her
only request.
It wasn't her request or anything, but I just know it means a lot to her for me to be married before I had children. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but when you lit this candle.
What happens?
All Hallows night.
Yeah.
Lit by a virgin.
Yeah.
When the moon is full.
Of course.
That's a lot of
things.
That's
a lot to happen. Really?
Yeah, in one night.
That's a stupid spell to have. I would just be like, I would make it very simple.
Wish to prove that all superstitions are just a bunch of
hocus pocus.
And then he impulsively lights it up.
It's a new thing now in our pod. Anytime they say the fucking title of the movie in the movie, it's a shot, brother.
All right, let's take a shot.
Take a shot.
Take a shot. Take a shot. Take a shot.
Let's fucking
drink it up. All right, here's my shot right here.
Yeah.
Cheers, my dude.
Wait, man. Really cheers. Don't
all
fake
right,
it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, God. You want more?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I got too much.
Cheers. Cheers.
Fuck, I'm going to die, Luis.
Yeah. Points. Dead air.
I think this episode I'm going to be the most drunk, bro.
That might be a little bit of hocus pocus right there.
Dude, Hocus Pocus.
He impulsively lights it up.
Hold on. What the fuck does he have? He doesn't smoke, right? Why does he have a Zippo lighter? Zippo lighter for smokers. That's expensive lighter, Zippos.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the movie, but I just had to say it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh.
Yeah. I noticed.
There's a hole in the plot.
There's a hole in the plot. Why does he have a Zippo? Why can't he just have a Bic?
Why didn't he have just a match right by the...
Why was there a match just laying around?
Yeah.
Yeah, near the cat. near the book.
When the flame instantly turns jet black, he knows he made a mistake.
I think that was a cool effect. It's 1993. I think it was a cool effect with the black...
This is awesome.
I fucking love this movie.
All the glass candles pop pop off.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. This movie could have been more scary. It should have been more scarier. It could have been. Should have been.
But you know what? I probably was a little scared when I was a kid.
I don't remember me being scared as a child. I don't. Maybe that early stuff. Maybe. But I guess
the sisters are so funny. Yeah, but like the
zombie. They play very comedic.
Yeah.
They're just too funny. And I knew that as a child. They're just too funny.
So the house starts rocking with the power as the sisters are revived. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. When the doors are thrown open, Danny and Allison hide either side, and Max ducks down below the table. The witches are overjoyed that they're returned home. Even more so when Mary declares that she smells... Winnie.
Yeah.
I smell children.
Dude, she was a fucking dog.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't a witch. She was a fucking dog.
She was a greyhound.
She was a greyhound.
Her powerful nose leads them straight to Danny's hiding place, forcing her out to the open. They picked her up and almost succeed throwing her into the cauldron. You remember she started poking her? She's like, she's young and well fed too.
Bro, you know what? The actress, Cassie, whatever.
Yeah.
Her lip thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She did the whole movie. I gave her very great props. She was like fucking Adam Sandler in Waterboy.
Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Little Nicky.
That's what it is. Little Nicky. She, that came out. Hocus Pocus came out before.
I think Little Nicky came out like 98.
Yeah, it did come out 98.
Yeah.
Look at you. You took it over my fucking.
Yep.
Look at you. I knew that, but hey, right on, brother.
They picked her up and almost succeeded throwing her to the cauldron. And when Max jumped out, hiding, demanding to release her sister, Muse, Winnie easily subdues her with her powers. You there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Held fast
are cool.
By
cool.
Mary, cool. Danny can only watch as Winnie practices her witchcrafts on him, delighted that she hasn't lost her touch at all. Allison managed to wallop Mary and frying her with a frying pan, just giving her a little bap as Danny hits Winnie and Sarah with her candy bag. Oh yeah, and then all that candy fell out. I was like, damn, that's a lot of candy falling out when I was a kid. I remember that.
Louise loves candy.
Oh, I love the candy.
Yeah.
Before Winnie can retaliate, a black cat attacks her out of nowhere, giving Danny enough time to wake her in the daze. Brother, Max triggers the sprinklers with the water of black death, which he convinces the witcher. Oh, it's the burning rain of death. Sorry. The cat orders Max to grab the witch's spell book with the eye.
God, I think it was creepy.
Batting at him impatiently with Max, taking the cat in shock. Nevertheless, he breaks into the glass case containing the books and makes his escape with the cat. So this is where Zachary Binks comes in.
He's like, wow.
Yeah.
I talk. Whoa. Pretty much.
You can talk, yeah.
So the thing, the cat was animatronic, but clearly the face had to be somewhat CGI.
Yeah.
It moved very weird. But it was good for 1993.
Yep. Real good.
I'm not going to go into, facts, because I guess that's later, trivia. But it was a good cat.
No, it was real good.
It was a good cat.
Zachary Binks.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie.
The cat leads them to the graveyard, telling them since it's hallowed ground, witches can't set foot there. Confronted with talking cat, Danny and Allison stares at Max, who merely states that the cat talks as if it's almost a normal thing. Oh, yeah, it talks.
It talks. The cat talks.
Oh, yeah. He talks. Yes, the cat leads straight to the grave of who? None other than Billy Butcherson.
Ooh, Billy. You know who he looks like? A Johnny Depp when Johnny Depp becomes 128 years old.
Yeah, when he dies 10 years later.
Johnny Depp's cool. He's getting
he's not getting
a lot of shit from the community, but he's getting a lot of shit from like Hollyweird. Because they took him out of the new Harry Potter film, the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. He's not gonna be in the next one. He's not gonna be in any of them no more because of the whole
dilemma.
I fucking hate that chick. She was in Pineapple Express.
Yeah, she was.
And she was in DC movie, Aquaman. What's her name?
I don't know.
White chick.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Amber Heard. Ooh! Goddamn, I'm good!
Ooh, buddy.
Fuck that bitch. She's hot, but fuck her, dude. I don't think.
Are we talking about Billy?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Billy.
Yeah, let's talk about Billy.
Billy.
And the ex lover of Winnie. Mm-hmm. He explains that when Winnie found out that he was caught cheating with Sarah, she was poisoned and sewed his mouth shut, and he couldn't reveal her secrets even in death.
Damn.
Hoping that the trio will understand who they are dealing with. Allison realized that the cat must be Zachary Binks, confirming that her suspicious Binks leads them to the grave to his sister, Emily. Aww. And tells them the story about the little bit of hocus pocus. Determined? No, that's not the
story. Did they say that?
Nope.
Okay, because I'm about to take another shot. They say it one more time.
Yeah, they do say it. I know where it is. Determined to prevent anyone from resurrecting the sisters, being spent the last 300 years guarding the Black Flame Candle from people like Max.
Ooga booga.
He fucking failed right there, I'll tell you that.
Anyhow.
Meanwhile, the sisters realize that the burning ring of death is merely water. It's just
nice
water.
Nice sound.
Just water. Yeah, it's water. Mm-hmm. Winnie is furious that they've been tricking and leads her sister straight out of the door to give chase. But double back down to the terrorists, confronted with the unholy clam of a fire truck. Wee.
Dude, they got
spooked.
They got hella scared.
Deciding
wait,
that
we're like, but it, but it's just water.
Yeah.
It's just, no. It's just a road.
Yeah.
They already did the water part, but it's just a road.
It's just road. They take their broomstick.
That
and
might be my.
Mary's
that might.
The
I'm not gonna quote it, but that might be my opening clip.
Okay.
That scene. Ooh. Yeah.
So with Mary's nose, they go to the graveyard. Although they can't set foot on hallowed ground.
Wait, do we miss the part where she's like, "Damn, double damn"? Do you remember that? When you're watching the movie, are you like, "Let me"? Or I don't know.
Damn, double damn.
She says that the main Sanderson sister. Billy Miller. She's like, damn that kid, pretty much. Damn. And then she's like, double damn. No, I cracked the I love the word damn.
Are you sure that's not from Back to the Future?
Damn. That's what made it so funny and iconic.
Okay.
Because I've seen, I love Back to the Future, one of my favorite movies.
So when
she said it, I wrote it down. I was like, oh my God. And then also, remember I talked to you earlier about what movie?
Talk about
vacation, Vegas vacation.
Holiday Road.
Remember, he's like the damn. Where can I get some damn bait?
Yeah.
So I love the word damn. It's a funny, great. It's the best.
By the damn.
It's the best swear word I think, and it's not even like it's not like the hardest swear word ever, but it's a great swear word. Damn. So she said damn, double, and she said after she said it twice, then she said double damn.
Oh,
so I think that's funny because she could also just say double damn in the beginning.
Yeah.
Why say two dams?
Yeah.
And then go double damn.
Yeah.
I think it's great writing. To me, I focus on that shit.
Well, even
that's
so.
It's great. It's awesome.
They don't have success capturing the children. So Winnie calls in for backup. She raises her ex-boyfriend, Billy.
Oh, fucking
back
ass.
From the dead as a zombie and orders him to retrieve her spell book, managing to evade Billy. Max smacks the zombie's head off from the tree branch as Binks helps them escape from the sewers. The scissors attempts to track them, but they've gone too far away for Mary to sniff them out. I can also say. Yeah. Suddenly, the scissors are interrupted by a bus. Although, initially, alarmed.
This is the best shit.
This man driver.
Is the best shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched
Holy
this.
Holy moly.
My sister saw the movie. I said, hey, hold on. Watch this shit real quick. This scene is crazy.
Yeah.
This bus driver is horny as fuck.
Oh,
am I right, brother?
Yeah.
Am I right, brother?
Yeah.
Give me some.
He was like, Oh, they were seeking for children. I don't know how I give you that.
But. Bro, I got it. So this bus driver is a horny lunatic, pretty much. He was like, he's like, whatever your heart's desire or something like that. And she's like, yeah, I want children. And he's like, well, how I wrote it, he was just like, yeah, I mean, after a few fuckings, I can give you a child. We fucked like 5 or 10 times.
Yeah, it was something like that.
I'll give you a baby eventually, because I'm at that age where, like, I don't know. I shoot blank sometimes, but yeah. Eventually I'll get you pregnant. Right? Am I right,
yeah.
Luis?
Yeah, you're right.
That was bro, but did that went over our heads back in the day, right?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my Lord
Jesus. We got innocent minds.
This blood trap. And then the next scene, you see fucking Sarah Jessica Parker riding his fucking dick.
While he was riding on top. Driving. Yeah. Speed bump, beep, beep, beep.
Oh, he definitely gotten in there on that speed bump, so, bro. He probably came at the speed bump.
Binks emerged from the sewers. First, when he promptly get hit by the bus, Sarah is driving. Max, Allison, and especially Danny are devastated. But the curse is still restricted to him as he cannot die. So back on the bus, Mary suddenly smells... Winnie, I smell children. And the sisters hurry to disembark. But they are extremely confused by the strange creatures who smell like children, but they don't look like children. And then she forgets, or what did she say? I lost my sense of smell.
Oh, yeah.
And then as she was crying, who starts laughing? A man dressed like Satan.
Yeah.
And then they say, Master. That was good. Yeah. When he realized that All Hallows Eve has become a night of frolic. Her irritation is only increasing when the trio find out that their broomstick has been stolen. Hmm. The only good news is that Mary picked up the scent of Max, Denny, and Allison again. Should we talk a little bit about Satan's house?
I love the scene. So that actor, his name is Gary Marshall, or he's like a director, I think.
Yeah.
And then the woman who's like the Medusa hair is Penny Marshall. She directed Big. You seen Big with Tom Hanks?
She was a director.
She directed that movie. She didn't direct that many movies, but she directed that one. And then he also directed, I'm not a big fan, but I did like Anne Hathaway growing up. The Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually brothers and sisters, real life. They play husband and wife in that movie in Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But they're actually in real life brothers and sisters.
Yeah. It's funny because when the devil is trying to introduce the wife, the sisters thought that she was who?
Say that one more time.
Who did the sisters think she was? Who did Satan marry? Medusa.
Yeah, okay. I was right. Okay. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was weird because then, Sarah's the horny witch because.
Yeah, they're already fucking.
They're dancing and everything. Would you dance with me?
Yeah, master. Yeah. And then he looks at the camera. He breaks the fourth wall. He looks at us. That part was good. Yeah. I like breaking the fourth wall.
So Max.
She's like, thou dance with me.
And then
he looks at us like, whoa. Yeah.
So Max, Danny, and Allison are all the way finding their parents over at the dance, convincing their parents that they've brought three legendaries witch back to life and isn't going well when suddenly Danny catches sight of his sisters and Billy. As the sisters take to the stage and hold the entire room, quite literally, spellbound with their singing. So before this, the funny part is that they're looking for their parents, and Danny finds who? Mom.
Yeah, Madonna.
And he's like, what are you supposed to be? Madonna.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, he's like, come here.
Yeah.
And she says, we broke a spell. My brother's a virgin. How many candy did you have, sweetie?
Yeah. They think they're fucking nuts.
Yeah. They think they just had it.
Oh, God.
So, and then they started singing. Who started singing?
Well, it was the band singing, the skeleton band.
They were singing that song.
No, first, well, they first singing the first song, they were singing something else like, I don't know the words.
No, it's I Put a Spell on You.
I think they did two songs.
The same song.
Okay, all right.
Because they started doing that.
We're usually wrong on facts.
Yeah, I'm sure on
that. Oh, nice. Okay, but yeah, they do start singing that song.
Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on
and you. And then you see that Winnie's like, ooh, this song's cool.
Yeah.
But she never heard it, but then she clearly knows all the fucking lyrics to it, so it's like, okay. Yeah. Well, she's been around for a long time, huh?
She knows.
Yeah.
So, Danny and the others run from Billy while they were singing.
Yeah, they were.
Are we gonna sing a little?
We're pretty much saying everyone stop listening, close your ears, right? Because they're pretty much doing a spell. Because the song's actually a normal song, but then towards the end of the song,
thank you for the introduction, Max. Thank you.
Yeah,
for that marvelous introduction.
Yeah, yeah, they push him off.
I put a spell on you.
I put a spell.
And now you're mine.
We definitely can sing my favorite part if you want.
All right, let's hear it.
So I'll start. You go. You know, we'll go back and forth. All right, you ready?
Let's go.
And a one and a two. I say, enter pie, offer maybe mump. No, let me start that over.
Whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
Should I start?
No, I got it. I've been drinking. I say enter pi alpha maybe up and die.
I say enter pi alpha maybe up and die.
In comma Koriyama.
In comma Koriyama.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Say
bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
All right.
So I love that part.
So like I said, Danny and the others are running from Billy. They eventually manage to escape. Allison finds an old oven and decides the idea to burn the witches into the death of the high school pottery kin. So while she's having this idea, the sisters are still over there at the club and they say, dance until you die. So they follow the scent and they go to the school, which I thought it was stupid.
Wait, weren't they behind like a dumpster and some weird dude with a lobster is like, who wants to be eaten? I think that was an unnecessary scene. I don't know, it's just random as fuck, right?
It's
super random. He's just like, he even gave him lobster name. Yeah. He's like, oh, Clarice or whatever. Like,
yeah,
I guess you're going to be chosen today. That was weird, but.
You're going to the jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's what it
was. You're going to
That's what it was. That's fucked up. Poor lobsters. Hopefully no lobsters were harmed during the film.
During this film.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then they go to the school and how do they get keys and everything without breaking in?
I don't know. I'm assuming they broke in. A window? Did they go through a window?
We don't know. But they get in. They would never show that on the.
She might have a key because she had a key to the fuck. Well, her mom owned that
museum. She don't own the city.
Yeah, she's the popular girl.
Max pretends to host the show, High School from Hell.
That was stupid. But I would do something like that too.
Yeah. And makes the witches consent. Luring the witches inside the Spanish-speaking boombox. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
No. It was French.
Yeah. I don't know why my notes say Spanish.
I think it was French.
Yeah, I think it was French, too. But they plan perfectly as Danny, Max, and Allison watch them burn. And as soon as they're done, they're all celebrating outside of the school. And Binks is dismayed that the curses on him hasn't broken. But because they made a great relationship, Danny offers to adopt Bings as her cat.
Yeah. I just want to say something real quick. Because they're like, what the fuck is this place? This it was a school.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a prison for children. And that's funny because it's like, it is a fucking prison. God damn it. I thought that was funny. But then, so they've already been burnt now?
They're burnt.
When she came out eventually. Oh, are we there? Can we say that part? Because I know that comes later.
When they come back?
Can they get out of there?
Just wait.
Okay, wait, yeah, because that part was funny.
So they're walking home, and they think the curse is broken.
As a kid, I'm like, right? You're like, yeah, it's over.
And I really didn't think of it, but then they shoot the next screen, and it's the parents still dancing.
Yeah, so you know it ain't over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, da, 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 da. She's like, Vogue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the sister actually survived.
Of course.
They've been outwitted, defeated, and lost the children once again. So they return home sulking. Okay, now go.
I think we already met, but I thought it was funny Winnie trying to blow the fire out when she was locked in. She was like, that's fun. I think that's funny.
Got it.
But what's hella funny is Winnie learned French. She starts speaking French.
Yeah, that's right.
That was God damn,
she was walking with a swag.
Yeah.
And she's we're going to do.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're good with accents, yeah. Luis. Dude. Where's my, first she goes in English, yeah. Like, where's my book?
Yeah.
That was so good. Oh my God.
So as they're walking back, they see Ice and Ernie and kidnap them.
Yeah.
But they're guessing on the spell. And they can't remember.
Yeah, she's like, Dead man tells again. They're like, shut up. She's trying to concentrate. But that was actually it.
One of the ingredients.
Yeah, but they couldn't remember it.
So as the candle power is only to bring them back for this single night, the witches are running out of time and need to steal at least one.
What do you think she'll remember that spell if it's like the main spell?
It's
to
been
like
300 years.
But I don't think she ever remembered it. I think she always depended on the book. And that's just how it is society today. We have our phones. I don't even know how to spell anymore, bro. My phone does the correction for
me.
Asked
me.
Yeah, I can't spell for shit. But like, I feel like even whatever she's locked up or whatever in whatever years, that spell she should just know though. She didn't know it in the beginning when we first saw the movie. She had to like read it. But that's like her main. That's for them to become useful. So it's like, yeah. let me remember this spell. But I don't know.
I'll just give the excuse. It's been 300 years.
Yeah. Okay. And it's a movie, and they need a plot.
Yet Winnie is unable to remember the ingredients to the life potion and mournfully calls to her beloved spell book.
Yeah.
Begging to give her a sign of the location. Well, the book opens the eye and hears her because just as she's about to give up the existence, she sees a beam of power in the distance. And the reason why the book is open is because Max and Allison.
Bye bye, Will. Bye bye.
Yeah.
That was so good too.
But the reason why they wanted to open up the book was to uncurse the spell for Binks.
Yeah, but nothing. But Binks already said early in the movie how don't open that book. Nothing is good out of that book. You can't reverse nothing. It's all negativity in that book.
So they found the beam of lights from the distance and hope to renew. She and her sisters grab common broom, a mop, and a vacuum cleaner fly away successfully to take back their kidnapped to Danny and Binks.
That scene is so funny. When you see her with the... Because, okay, first, of course, the main woman gets a normal broom. It's still not a witch's broom, but it's a broom. Then Sarah gets a fucking mop.
Yeah.
And then later on, my homie, vacuum cleaner, bro. And she's like, Winnie! But when she gets on, you know the vacuum starts.
Yeah.
There's no cord to plug it in, but I guess the magic of a witch. But why do you need to start it to like?
Yeah.
It's funny though. It's funny. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Luis, that's good comedy. That's good comedy.
Yeah. So they break into the house. Max faints. Allison read a book that salts pushes them away or won't get close to salt.
Mm-hmm.
So she surrenders it. They pick Danny, take the book, and leave. And to the rescue is, again, Max and Allison to get Danny. So once out of college, Danny's is tied firmly to the chair until the potion is ready, then tries to force her to drink it. But she's able to avoid it long enough for Max to arrive. Is this where Danny says she's ugly?
Yes.
You like that one, huh?
I just love after the whole, when they're going and then she breaks down to her sisters.
Yeah,
I don't know the words, but I'll put it in the beginning of the episode. I'll put
that. So Max tricks them by saying it is dawn, the sun has risen, and
he tricks them again.
Things. Yeah, that's when they turn on the car, and Danny comes out of the house. Yeah, well, Danny comes out of the house like, I want to see them burn.
Yeah,
and then
you see
outside.
That was dark. That was sick though. But then she's like, I want them to fuck. Yeah.
She was and then once they saw that, it was just car lights.
Yeah,
she's like, never mind, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So impatiently, Billy gets ordered to kill Max and to be done with. But Marilee grabs Max's pocket knife and slices.
Do we know Billy? Did you know why he is what he is?
Yeah, we talked about it.
We did.
Yeah.
So he messed around with.
And sealed his mouth shut.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. But I don't think we talked about how Sarah didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah, Sarah. She did.
Like, we might have,
but she definitely should have put a spell on Sarah too. I mean, I don't know if you can put a spell on a witch.
Your sister.
But yeah, that's fucked up.
Open up the slice stitches and bound mouth for so long. His first words of three centuries are insults hurling Winnie. Throughout the sick of his ex-girlfriend, he teams up with the children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just give you a little trivia. So that guy.
I know him. Don Jones.
So he said that real moth.
Yeah, we're wrecked. I knew that too.
That's disgusting.
He's also. So he's an actor, but he does all those movies where they need a real skinny person. Yeah. I think he was in It, the newer It. He was this weird, gross monster. I forget what it was called. The leper.
I don't know.
He was the leper, I believe. But yeah, he's like a tall, pale, very skinny man. They usually when you cast someone the same role all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what that's called though. Typecast? Is it typecast? Yeah. So he's always doing roles similar. Hey, it's a good paycheck though.
Yeah.
Good way to stay in shape.
Well, speaking about Billy, he offers to let Danny stay in his open grave where she'll be safe. But just in case, Allison sprinkles salt all around it just so she can't get to it.
Did he ever say go to hell? And she's like, been there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a real thing. Okay.
A substance that which is, oh no, she said, oh, why thank you or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I love it there.
Yeah. When the witches arrive to begin to attack, Winnie managed to knock Billy's head off. Unable to bear the sight of Billy, blindly stumbling around looking for his head, Danny dashes out to protect the grave and give it back to him. Unfortunately, when he takes advantage of this, man, this is like a football play. QB sneak, that didn't work.
Didn't work.
Opportunity to snatch Danny into the air where she attempts to suck, force the girl to drink the remaining of the potion. Bing leaps over to the broom from the tree, scratches at Winnie, managing to make her drop potion before he is flung to the rocky ground. Max catches the poacher, threatens to smash ship if Winnie doesn't let Danny go. But Winnie promised she will kill her if he harms her potion. Damn, this guy a little brutal. Taking the third option, Max drinks it himself.
Damn.
Forcing Winnie to release Danny and take him instead. Calling him a fool, sacrificing himself for his sister. She drags him high in the air and attempts to inhale. But with his wild struggle, Danny and Allison and Billy manage to hold back. Mary and Sarah are yanking from the cord, cleaning Mary using the broomstick, releasing it once again, momentum to belt off a slingshot to the two sisters into the sky as they fell uncontrollably past Winnie and Max. The two loses their balance and fall to the ground. Determined as ever, Winnie claws her way towards Max and once again tries to drain him. But as she's standing on the hollow ground and it turns to stone, shortly after, the sun rises. And of course, the sisters explode into nothing less. Hey, but that's what I was confused about. Why did she turn into stone but the other two sisters?
I was gonna bring that up too. I don't know why. Maybe because she's the main witch, like the grand high
was that
witch.
I think because she was on the ground. I don't know
either, because yeah, they all exploded eventually. But yeah, I don't know why she goes to stone, they just evaporate. Yeah. I don't know why, but she goes bye-bye, right?
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
Mary does.
Yeah,
and then Sarah,
I don't know what she says, something weird. Amok.
No.
Dead man toes.
Danny hurries to Max's side and expresses disbelief that he sacrificed himself to her. He replies that he had to. He's her brother.
Mm-hmm.
They embrace as the siblings tell each other that they love each other, reuniting with Allison and Billy. Billy goes back to the grave. Danny tells his auntie to sleep well, suddenly realizing Binks isn't there anymore. Danny soon starts to cry, laying on the body.
Boo fucking who?
Sobbing. She begs to wake up, but he doesn't. The curse is broken, and Thackeray's soul is finally free. His spirit comforts Danny by assuring her that he will always be there. Did he give her a kiss?
I believe so.
For joining his sister Emily, tearful but smiling, Danny hugs her brother as they watch Thackeray and Empire depart.
So when
and
I
that
watched,
was funny because when they were like, "What took you so long?"
Yeah. So that actor who played Thackeray Binks, like the human form, I believe they used his real voice in the beginning of the movie. This ending, that was all the guy who was voicing for the cat, the guy James Marsden, that was his voice the whole time. So maybe I don't know if it was his voice the whole time. He dubbed him the whole movie, but that was. I get why I would do that, so we'll be like, we know who it is, but it's they should just cast that actor.
Yeah.
I don't know how old he was back then, 93. Yeah. He was young. But Boy Meets World came out that first season, I think, in 93.
Yeah.
He wasn't that old. I guess he was old enough.
Probably like 14, 15.
But his voice, it just sounds so good. But their British sounds so, or their old English is so fucking, like, it's so over the top.
So, as the
why new... thou so late, Thackeray was like, God damn, woman, fuck.
As the new day dawns, mom and dad are free from the spell the witch has cast on the partygoers, meaning they can
finally stop dancing. This is after credits time. Yeah, yeah.
Go home. Meanwhile, Jay and Ice are still trapped in the cage. Sisters put them earlier in calling them ugly chicks as they sing, row, row, row your boat and board
them. That's funny. They kept them in the movie. Spellbook below
them, the eye opens its eye.
Yeah, so that's sequel.
The sequel.
Is there a sequel?
Yeah. Yeah, next year.
Yeah, Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
And the sisters are coming back?
Yeah.
Let's fucking... it might be okay.
No, I think it'll be really good.
Oh, wow. All right.
I don't think there's anything bad about it, but we shall see. We shall see. And as that...
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey and beer. Oh, sorry. I messed that up. I think it's or beer. Whatever.
No, he did both.
Yeah. Hey, and or doesn't matter.
All right. The film was intended as a Disney Channel original movie, but when higher ups
saw... What are you doing? You're doing trivia?
Yes, okay. Dude. This is the last call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
We got to let them know that you're doing trivia. Fuck.
So the film was intended to be a Disney Channel original movie, mm-hmm. but when higher ups saw the script, they felt it was strong enough for a theatrical release. With well-known actors. Ollie, it was shown in theaters in July instead of its closer time to Halloween. The reason why was they were re-releasing, or they weren't re-releasing. They were releasing A Nightmare Before Christmas on October, and they didn't want the both films to compete.
Compete, okay, that makes sense.
But, I mean, fuck, Hocus Pocus had to compete with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah, which is, I think is
and a, Free Willy.
A crazier hit, yeah, for sure.
Although most of the film was shot on California soundstage, every location scene was shot in Salem, Massachusetts, where it all
like the town and shit like that
happened.
Yeah. Cool.
The this popular family-oriented live-action Halloween film had its DVD release 3 months before Touchstone's Ernest Scared Stupid in 2002. I heard that one's good.
I haven't seen. I started watching it, but I haven't. I gotta really watch the movie. I gotta say, I never was into Ernest.
I only liked Ernest Save Christmas and Ernest Goes to School.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. My parents just we didn't rent those movies, or and if they came on TV, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I knew who he was for sure. I definitely know who Ernest is.
Yeah. Jim Varney.
Jim Varney, rest in peace. Yeah. He was Slinky, or was it Slinky?
Yeah, Slinky
from. Toy Story. He was in the first one because he died.
No,
he,
the first two, I believe.
I don't think so. I think they recast him. I think he died. He died in the early 90s. The second one came out so late. It came out like 99.
I thought he was in the second one because I remember in the third one, they were talking about how they recasted him from the guy from Sean Hunter.
Yeah, death. He ends up becoming Slinky, which was fine. He kind of sounds the same. But.
Well, he didn't have a lot of
noise. I have a couple of notes too, trivia. That animatronic cat that they used in the movie was later used in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nice.
The role for Max Dennison, you know, the main character, that role was offered to Leonardo DiCaprio. He turned it down for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Never seen it. Heard he killed it. Yeah, I heard he killed it. It's him and Johnny Depp.
So he plays
like a mentally challenged kid.
And did you hear what happened after that film?
Nah.
He was going for roles, and a lot of people didn't accept him. You know why?
They thought he was really?
Yeah. That's how well he played it.
That's awesome.
Not for him at first.
No. But he got his money.
When they found out, they were like, wow.
That's stupid. You easily can, like, ring-a-ding the director. He was a fucking actor.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We're in Hollywood.
That part of the manager.
Yeah. Fucking stupid. That dog... The devil dog in the movie? That was Kathy's,
dog.
Mary's, the character who plays Mary. That's her actual dog.
Nice.
I already told you about how they're brothers and sisters, the devil and Medusa. Yeah, that's all, really.
That's it.
So what are we doing next week?
Well, tell them for the pod. Tell them for the audience.
No, you tell them. You tell them, bro. I said the last movie, so you said the next one. I don't know. It'll be a surprise to me. You don't even know. Just come up with something out of your ass. Something we at least...
I will say this. Okay. It's one of the famous slasher movies. So stay tuned.
So are we going to do... Dun, 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 dun. I can't even do the fucking beat to that song.
It could be...
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah, 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 we can do that.
Or
one,
two.
No, nah, you're good, Luis.
Or.
Wait, what's the ch-ch-ch? Isn't that Halloween too? Is that Jason?
I thought that was Jason.
I thought that was Halloween. I think that's Halloween.
Ooh.
Even though I haven't seen him, I've seen like the opening scene.
All right, one of those three. Friday the 13th, Halloween.
I'm down to do Halloween, bro.
Oh, you down?
I'm down. Yeah, man. I'm down to do that movie.
All right. Well, stay tuned for another episode of Intoxicated Film.
So did we say Halloween? Did we say that?
Until next time, you'll find out because it's all spooky and spooky.
We're doing Halloween. Don't listen to him. No. Okay. Yeah, but until next time. Bye-bye.
This is Thriller.
Peace out.